All right, well, we all know Afghanistan is a violent place, fields spotted with IEDs, Taliban insurgents threatening the lives of Afghans who cooperate with NATO. But Afghans say that's not their biggest problem. They say their biggest problem is corruption and the staggering bribes that they pay for just about everything. Nancy Boswell is the president of the U.S. chapter of Transparency International. It's a global non-governmental organization that fights corruption. Nancy, I know you're not an expert on Afghanistan, but you're an expert on fighting corruption in international nations around the globe, right?
Well, we are part of a network of organizations locally based in about 100 countries, and I would say that we can draw some common lessons from the experiences each of us has in our countries.
Okay, so give me, if people say that Afghanistan, that corruption is the national hobby, that it's too entrenched to get rid of it. Would you say that there is no hope in Afghanistan?
Well, I don't think we could start from that premise and exist as an organization. As I mentioned, we have chapters in some of the most problematic countries in the world when it comes to corruption. We put out an index every year measuring the perception of corruption in countries around the world. And of 180 countries, roughly 130 of them rank very, very badly. So I think corruption is a challenge in much of the world, and rampant corruption, unfortunately, is prevalent in too many countries.
Okay, but you would say it requires focused attention to fight it.
Absolutely, and we do know the roadmap for getting there. I think it just takes political will just in our government and in the government of Afghanistan to take this seriously and make it a priority.
Okay, well, we'll see if the political will is there when General David Petraeus arrives in Afghanistan. Nancy Boswell is the president of the U.S. chapter of Transparency International.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.